Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you back to New World Next Week, our weekly video series that breaks down the subtext and gives you the context on all the important stories going on in the world of alternative media and open source intelligence. James, I think all three of our stories fit very well together this week, as they sort of all have the common thread of essentially, are we a free and open society or are we not? And we'll begin with pretty much the largest story all around the world as I come to you, still January 18th, 2012, here in the States. And I have this posted to cyberspacewar.com. SOPA is back as websites go black. From geekosystem.com, it should come as no surprise that SOPA has come back off its proverbial shelf, but feel free to be surprised that it came back so fast. A mere 4 days after announcing he was dropping the DNS blocking provisions of the bill and putting it on the shelf until a consensus was reached, Representative Lamar Smith brought back SOPA out to play, and just in time for the January 18th SOPA blackouts. When pressured with constant pleas against the DNS blocking, in combination with a rather embarrassing instance of copyright infringement, Representative Smith seemed to have gotten a little flustered enough that he backed off of the DNS blocking, and that failed to fix the problem, which is why he seems to have abandoned the compromise and is now going, you know, full steam ahead in some sort of, you know, Hail Mary, you know, all damn the torpedoes. But with the continuing snowball of sites blacking out, culminating in an anti-SOPA demonstration by the internet giant Google, it's pretty likely that Representative Smith has realized retreat. And of course, our updates that we provide for you, again, will remind you we're recording this on Wednesday, January 18th, and this story is updating and moving pretty quickly. But we do have related stories from Cryptogon.com and updates from The Hill as well as MSNBC in wake of web blackout. SOPA and PIPA support weakens, and I believe we have at least six Congress critters and counting who have backed away from the either SOPA or PIPA versions of this bill. The one part that I do want to point out quickly, James, before I throw it back to you, is just as it may have seemed that all of these sort of internet blackout events today, you know, may have been, you know, misaimed, it seems that their primary target, this SOPA bill's been brought back into sites, is maybe the protests may have been what brought it back. James.
I think you're right on that, but it's important to understand and flesh that out a little bit, because the point here is that they tried the play possum trick with this SOPA. They tried the, oh, well, maybe we'll take out the DNS. Maybe, oh, you guys win. Just go back to sleep. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't do your little blackout thing. It doesn't matter. We're going to back off. And that made a lot of headlines and got people excited. And then when people said they were still going to go ahead with the blackout, like Wikipedia and others, then it gets put back on the front burner and becomes an issue again. So, and now that the protest has gone ahead and tons of calls are flooding into their offices and people are going crazy and it's getting all this press attention, now they're starting to back off again. So the point of this is that every time we advance, they retreat. We advance, they retreat. And it happens on issue after issue after issue. And I don't know how else to make the point. The point is that the people have the power. We have all of the power in this. Government itself is just a psyop. It's just a mind game that they play with you, where they wear a fancy hat and have a fancy badge or whatever and try to tell you that they can tell you what to do and how to run your life and how to operate your business and what they can and cannot come in and do to your business and all of this other stuff that they try to get away with just by pretending to be authority. And it only works if we give them that authority, if we just give into what they're saying and, oh, okay, you guys can rule us. And every time we stand up and we have a big effect and we say absolutely no to something, they have to back off. And that's why they always try to play dead and say, oh, okay, you guys win, and then sneak it in the back door, which is why resistance cannot stop. This is not a call to say, okay, we won, guys, everybody go home. It's, no matter what happens, and let me remind people, this is recorded 12 hours before it goes up on the net, so who knows where this story will be by the time this video is being watched. But wherever this goes and whatever they say from now on, it's not like we can give up, because this isn't, SOPA and PIPA were not the first acts that have come along to try to censor the internet, and they will not be the last. So if we don't give up, we will not lose. And that's the take home from this story.
And I, James, I think it's fascinating what a well-informed, motivated, energized populace can do. And I think if you saw this on the food fronts or the economic, you know, and saw these on all the other fronts, I think we would make, you know, as much progress as it seems as we have here.
Absolutely. And just before we move on, let me just say that I'm going to be addressing this topic specifically on my radio show tonight, which will probably already have aired by the time you watch this. So it'll be available for listening on CorbettReport.com by the time you get this. We're going to be talking specifically about people power.
All right. And we'll go ahead and maybe try and provide at least, you know, as much of a link as we can in the show notes when this goes up. On MediaMonarchy.com and taken from Threat Level, SCOTUS says Congress may re-copyright public domain works. Congress may take books, musical compositions, and other works out of the public domain where they can be freely used and adapted and grant them copyright status again, the Supreme Court ruled Wednesday. In a 6-2 ruling, the court said that just because material enters the public domain, it is not, quote, territory that works may never exit, end quote, and we do have the PDF of the decision for you. They claim that recopyrighting public works would breach the speech rights of those who are now using those works without needing a license. There are millions of decades-old works at issue. Some of the more well-known ones include H.G. Wells' Things to Come, Fritz Lang's Metropolis, and the musical compositions of Stravinsky. It's not the first time the Supreme Court has approved the extension of copyrights. The last time was in 2002, when it upheld Congress's move to extend copyright from the life of an author plus 50 years after death to 70 years after death. Now, the lead plaintiff in this case, Lawrence Golan, told the High Court that it will no longer be able to perform Prokofiev's Classical Symphony and Peter the Wolf or Shostakovich's Symphony 14 because of licensing fees. James, I knew I had kind of covered this, and it seemed familiar to me that there had been chatter like this before, which probably goes to maybe prove the point that you just made earlier. SOPA and PIPA and this Supreme Court decision aren't the first, and they unfortunately probably won't be the last. So I do have the flashback going back to March of 2011 on cyberspace4.com. White House wants new copyright law crackdown, and that, of course, ties in with the mad, you know, domain seizures of the feds and ICE and all of those things, because it's a multi-tiered playing field, James.
Exactly right. I mean, exactly as people have been right to and should be concerned about SOPA and PIPA and all of these acts that will censor the internet in the name of protecting intellectual property, people should be equally vehement about saying no to things like this ridiculous decision that public works, public domain works, can now be recopyrighted long after the author or the composer's death. I mean, it's ridiculous, because even if you, I mean, we know about things like the Creative Commons license and alternative copyrights and things like that, but even if you want to go with the traditional copyright idea, the entire reason for existence for copyright is supposedly to give authors and people who are creating works an incentive to do something so that they can actually make money off of it. Okay, well, we at least know that theory, but that does not apply in this case. These are public works, public domain works that have been in the public domain for decades, in some cases centuries, and we're talking about re-copyrighting them in the name of what? In the name of some business or company that secures the rights coming along and recopyrighting it and taking it out of the public domain is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, and it's an affront to our cultural heritage, not just as Americans or whatever, it's as human beings. This is our human cultural heritage that they're trying to take away from us. So again, people have to be concerned about this, and again, it's another case where if we say no, it cannot happen.
One of the interesting points of this is that Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan recused herself from this case. With just a little bit of research, I was not able to find the exact reason as to why she had to recuse herself. I found lots of references to her also recusing herself or being threatened with Arizona immigration law or the Obamacare story, but I'm sure all their conflicts of interest are very replete. But let's move to our third and final story, and this comes on holyhexes.com. Lawyer challenges Catholic Church to open secret archives for the truth about child abuse. And this is a press release that's on prnewswire.com. A leading abuse case lawyer is challenging the Catholic Church to open its secret archives of documents for independent examination in order to discover the truth about child abuse by its priests. Richard Scorer, a partner and specialist in child abuse cases at the Manchester law firm Pannone, says, quote, "Every Catholic diocese has a secret archive which is kept locked and has in it secret documents. In the words of the Code of Canon Law, these documents are to be protected most securely and contain matters of morals and criminal cases. Only the bishop is allowed to possess the key, and the archive is only to be opened in case of true necessity. It's my feeling, and that of many of my legal peers, that this moment of necessity is here." Mr. Scorer continues by saying, "It's like something from a Dan Brown novel, but this is not the Da Vinci Code. It is the Code of Canon Law, and it has a bearing on the lives of hundreds, probably even thousands of people. In every one of those archives, there will be evidence of past scandals. If the Catholic Church really wants to help those children its priests may have abused in the past, it should open up its secret archives." James, I provide the link for you to the Canon Law Code number 489 that says, quote, "There is also to be a secret archive, or at least in the ordinary archive, there is to be a safe or cabinet which is securely closed and bolted and which cannot be removed. In this archive, documents which are to be kept under secrecy are to be most carefully guarded," end quote. So, James, with each of our stories, again, we see, as you said, as we attack, they will retreat. But they're also, you know, trying to hide everything. They'll hide the real and give us the fake and the lies.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. And if they are holding documents that are related to ongoing criminal investigations, that in itself is criminal. So this should be an open and shut case. If there's reason to suspect that they have documents like that, then a warrant can be obtained and the police or whoever can go through it. And absolutely, if there is something that pertains to these cases, they need to disclose that and disclose it fully and immediately. Otherwise, there will be hell to pay, if you'll excuse the pun. But absolutely, I think it would be interesting to open up not just those archives, but the Vatican Library and the Vatican secret archives. I think that would be not only interesting, but perhaps revelatory in some way, with the interesting texts that must be squirreled away. And again, they're trying to hide from the rest of humanity, and they have been doing so for centuries. So again, it's all a game about trying to hide information and occult information and keep things secret and keep things within a certain clique. And it's all part of the games that they play to try to control our minds. And the point is freedom and openness. And that's really what we have to be striving for on every level.
So maybe to sort of follow up on your hell to pay phrase, to maybe quote Jim Garrison about another, you know, secretive case, let justice be done though the heavens fall. Now, James, each of our stories this week came from one of my websites in the Media Monarchy Kingdom. And I appreciate you, you know, as always, for providing this platform for me. And for just all, and for us, and for all of this information. It's not about me, but the one site of mine that we didn't go over is foodworldorder.com, and this lets us remind folks that every Thursday night on your aforementioned live Corbett Report radio show, at the bottom of the hour, we've been doing a pretty much almost a half hour worth of coverage of food, environment, and health stories that are on foodworldorder.com.
That's right. So I hope people will tune in to Corbett Report Radio every night, but especially Thursday nights, where we'll be talking to James every Thursday night. So, and also on that note, I'd like to remind people that we are here at New World next week. We are listener-supported media, commercial-free. So if you want to keep it open for everyone, please consider donating through the donate link on MediaMonarchy.com, or you can subscribe to the newsletter at CorbettReport.com or buy one of my DVDs and help keep this independent media coming and growing and going. So thank you to all of you for all of your support. And until next week, take care.
Thanks so much.